USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The irony is real. A free speech rally is attacked with violence as counter-protesters stormed the event Saturday in San Francisco. The demonstration staged by conservative activists turned ugly after several hundred counter-protesters outnumbered and attacked those gathered, throwing bottles over police. Philip Anderson, the organizer of the event, posted photos on his social media of his bloody mouth. He said Antifa protesters attacked him for no reason. No one was arrested. Law enforcement groups are appalled by Vice President Joe Biden for suggesting training police to shoot suspects in the leg.
So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. There's ways you have to do more background checks in terms of whether or not the person coming in passes certain psychological tests.
The Detectives Endowment Association said Friday, Biden's suggestion that cops should shoot someone in the leg if they're coming at them is insulting and demonstrated his incompetence. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Montana Senate race heats up. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country. We want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be open up. Meanwhile, Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues. And particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead.
The state of Montana has three electoral votes in the Electoral College. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The COVID-19 pandemic was making 2020 look as an election year with low turnout. Instead, Americans are turning out in numbers to cast early ballots, weeks before the election day. Experts predicting record-breaking numbers. Voters in North Carolina fight the rain and tell CNBC why they came out early.
I remember a time when you couldn't vote early. So this is one of the finest hours you can do it. Get in there. Cast your vote.
For me, there's just something about coming in person and voting. As long as I'm physically able, I want to be able to do that and just to really experience other people that are out here voting also.
Dr. Fauci on 60 Minutes says the country is fatigued with lockdown.
Dr. Anthony Fauci in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy. So instead of having an opposition, open up the economy, get jobs back, or shut down. No, put shutdown away and say, we're going to use public health measures to help us safely get to where we want to go.
That interview in its entirety will air Sunday night on 60 Minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.